Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I got the game in the bag.
With my money in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Niggas want what I have.
What is that?
It's a jag.
Leather seats with the heating on top.
It's a rag.
I got the game
in the bag.
With my money
in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Yo, and every now and then I might floss, might brag. Cause ain't too many niggas got what I got
in the bag.
I turn it up
just a tad.
Just a notch,
just a fad.
I am bad with this motherfucking pen
and a pad.
I will not
wear a shag.
In the jeans
with the plaid.
Not because I think it's whack, but because
I'm a swag.
I am not
still a lad.
So my song
may not have
what's appropriate for teeny boppers.
This is for the grass.
I have never
so cracked,
but I command 10,000 times a thousand divided by 10 friends.
I got the game
in the bag.
With my money
in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Niggas want
what I have.
What is that?
It's a jag.
Leather seats with the heating on top.
It's a rag.
I got the game
in the bag.
With my money
in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Yo, and every now and then I might floss, might brag. Cause ain't too many niggas got what I got.
Check
in the bag. When it comes to painting pictures, my lyrics tell the story. A walking dictionary, I'm a fucking allegory. In school I spent my time acting up in laboratories. But now I buy my shoes, stack them up in categories. Yeah, and every day is still amazing. They say that rap is silly, so it's funny how it pays them. My mama proud of me, so fuck you if you hatin'. I do it for the art, whatever you saying.
I got the game
in the bag.
With my money
in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Niggas want
what I have.
What is that?
It's a jag.
Leather seats with the heating on top.
It's a rag.
I got the game
in the bag.
With my money
in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Yo, and every now and then I might floss, might brag. Cause ain't too many niggas got what I got
in the bag.
ATL,
where you at?
Kansas City,
got my bag.
I was born to rap,
born to hold a mic,
born to snap.
NYC,
where you be?
I'll be back
in about a week.
I'ma hit the streets, I'ma sell some beats,
make some cheese.
INB,
EST,
I put my money
back in me.
The best investment I can make and I make bank.
So let me see,
my 16 check, my niggas on deck. And we's about to run this bitch before I even bust a sweat now. I'm almost done, these verses just for fun. And you can't see me like you trying to stare directly at the sun.
Your flow is
water gun.
My rap is pistol beat,
my misdirection keep you guessing. Can you
guess who made this beat?
They feel me in the streets, they bump this in the clubs. And niggas smoke, you smoke and drink, you drink and
show your boy some love.
And then when you get home, just turn your FM
on.
Then call your DJ, tell him play my motherfucking song.
I got the game
in the bag.
With my money
in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Niggas want
what I have.
What is that?
It's a jag.
Leather seats with the heating on top.
It's a rag.
I got the game
in the bag.
With my money
in the bag.
With my pants
with a sack.
Where I'm at
in the lab.
Yo, and every now and then I might floss, might brag. Cause ain't too many niggas got what I got
in the bag.
Right here, 107.3 WMQP FM, and we have live today. Who are we speaking with? Pleasure to be speaking with live.
This is your boy, Sakim Ray, aka the bad man, in fact, the good man in town. How you doing?
Okay, say it again now.
This is your boy, Sakim Ray, the good man in town.
Okay, the good man in town. Y'all heard that.
Represent that Shadow Soldiers music, you know what I'm saying? Still repping that Nappy Roots, you know what I'm saying? I deal with the dungeon a little bit too. Big shout out to Wildcat, Fish Scales from Nappy, Skinny, Big V, Prophet, Clutch, you know what I'm saying? Be Skill, everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know.
All right then. Hey. That's what's up. So now, I know about your history, and a lot of people, we're going to break it down to everyone so everybody would get familiar with who we are actually talking to over the phone. Right here live, okay? Now,
We live on air right now.
Oh, man,
I thought it was recorded.
Okay. What made you start music? Back in the day, what started you to do music? Give us a little bit of that.
All right, well, I can answer two questions, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing music since I was young. So I was in church about 8 years old, playing the drums and the trumpet in church and stuff, man. I started rapping at 13, you know, big influence by Nas and Wu-Tang. They got me, you know what I'm saying? Because before then, I was pretty much into gospel and jazz and classical music, you know what I'm saying? But I listened to rap, you know what I'm saying, from my older brother. He introduced me to, you know, rap or whatever. But 13, did my thing, started my first group at 14, booked my first talent show at 15, been doing talent shows 15, 16, 17. I had a chance to finally open up for a major group called Ghetto Mafia from Decatur, Georgia, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. And from then on, it was on, man. I did openings for Pastor Troy, Beanie Siegel, Goody Mob, oh, man, a bunch of people. You know what I mean? And later on in life, you know what I'm saying, I got hooked up with Nappy. But what got me started and inspired has always been in my blood. You know, my father plays guitar. He used to he toured a little bit and played a little bit with Shirley Caesar back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When he was rocking afros and platform shoes and stuff. You know what I'm saying? My mom sings, you know what I'm saying, as an evangelist, you know, in church or whatever she sings. And, you know, my family's musical, you feel me? But, you know, that's pretty much in my blood. And then when I heard Wu-Tang and Nas, that kind of got me inspired. Then it was on after Pac and Outkast, and then that was Killer Priest and those guys. That was it, you know what I'm saying, after that. You know what I mean? I fell in love. You know what I mean?
Okay, so tell us how everything created with you and Nappy Roots. Like, what started y'all guys out? Like, how do y'all guys...
Oh, man, that was crazy, yo. Okay, this is what happened, yo. So a while ago, I was at this little club, you know what I'm saying? I was at a point in my life when I was about to stop doing music because, you know, I was doing a lot of opening acts and stuff, but I still wasn't, you know, really noticed, you know what I'm saying? And I got frustrated, and I was like, you know, I ain't doing this music no more, forget it, you know. But then I was had an opportunity to take care of this elderly gentleman one time, me and my ex-wife at the time or whatever. We were kind of doing some home health care with him and kind of staying with him or whatever, and a thing came on the radio saying Russell Simmons was coming to Atlanta. You know, I was in Athens, Georgia at that time. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I want to go out there, but you know what? Forget it, man. You know what I'm saying? This music ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And the elderly gentleman, he just encouraged me. He said, man, go out there. You never know what happens. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like asking your mom for the car for prom. If you don't ask, you know you ain't getting the car. Or the answer is, if you don't ask the question, the answer is always no type of situation. So he's like, go ahead and go. You never know. So I went out there, you know, make a short story long, long story short. I ended up hooking up with a hip-hop pioneer, Sparky D, from back in the Roxanne Shanté era, you know what I'm saying, because they used to battle each other back in the day. And she thought I was a Muslim and stuff like that because I was deep into the knowledge and I had certain symbols and signs on me and stuff like that. But I explained to her I wasn't, but I knew a lot about it. So she befriended me because I reminded her of her younger brother who had passed, who was a Muslim. And then she found out that I rap and that I make beats, and she was like, well, I'm about to get back in my rapping thing. Of course, she had got saved and became a minister, but she still wanted to do rap. So I told her I knew the scriptures very well, you know what I'm saying? So I started writing for her. And then writing for her, she ended up taking me along a few shows that she had around Atlanta and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And at one of the particular shows, it was at Shiloh High School, I think it's in Stone Mountain or something like that. And I was backstage, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know Nappy Roots was there. And during that time, I had heard of Nappy Roots, but I never saw how they looked, you feel me? But I loved the music from what I heard, you see what I'm saying? So I was backstage freestyling with a young man. We was just freestyling, going good, and then we took it out to the middle foyerway and joint, you know what I'm saying? And we was rapping and stuff, and then he started battling me, and I was like, yo, I don't like the battle. I can, but I don't like the battle. So I battled him. I killed him. And when I killed him, a guy was like, yo, man, that was hot, dog. Like, dog, you got some skills, man, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, appreciate it. Thank you. And I walked off. Gave him that and walked off. And my homeboy was like, yo, you know who that was? I was like, nah. He said, my dude, you ain't see the shirt? I was like, I was in the zone for rhyming. I ain't pay attention. I looked back and seen the shirt. I was like, oh, shoot. Yo, so I went back to him, and I was like, yo, what up, man? You like that? For real? He was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, I make beats too. You feel me? And I was like, shoot, if I could, man, I'd love to give you my number. You know what I'm saying? Maybe exchange numbers, you know what I'm saying? You know, chop it up a little later. He said, nah, I'm going to give you mine. And he gave me his number. And from then on, you know, I came to the crib, you know what I'm saying? A little bit later, he played some beats, and I was writing like nice joints, you know what I'm saying? Like 5-10 minutes, you know what I'm saying? 15 minutes coming up with song. He put on another beat. I come with another hook, verse, come, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, you nice, man. So he's like, let me check your beats. So I let him hear my beats, and he liked a lot of the beats, but one particular beat they all liked, and it ended up making it to the album, you know what I'm saying, to the album. And a few other tracks I gave to him, they did some stuff. I think it was on mixtape stuff or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But after that, man, they asked me, it's like, yo, you want to get with us and go on tour, go on the road? And I was like, word. So for about 3.5 years, man, I did that. You know what I'm saying? I did that. You know? And it's been history since then. Sorry for being long with my man.
That's what's up.
It's just like when it was being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, and then it's just always about being in the right place at the right time or just
And having the right energy, too, though. The right energy, too, because the other guy, I'm not saying the other guy that battled me wasn't nice. His stuff was nice, but his energy was kind of negative. So I guess that may have played an effect in it, too, of why you know, Fish, it was actually Fish Scales from Africa. He's the one that brought me in. Big up to Fish Scales, man. I appreciate all the love, man. You just don't know, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. We done did a couple of songs together, too. You know what I'm saying? But I guess the other guy's energy was kind of off, and, you know, it wasn't vibe. I have a real pleasant energy about myself. You know, I'm a warrior, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm an humble person, you know what I mean? And, you know, it was cool, man. I'm toured all over the country, man, just been all over the place doing my thing, man. And now here it is today, you know, I took a break from doing the music, you know what I'm saying, to do a little acting and stuff. So I've been in the film and TV. I don't know if you was going to go into questions about that either, but I guess I'm leading the horse.
Yes,
leading the gun,
I definitely was. Go ahead. And, yes, I definitely was about to ask about that. You know, what's going on with your prior, after the, you know, after the tour with the Nappy Roots and everyone, where did you disappear to? Because,
man, I'm gonna be honest. This is a real dark part of my story. It is what it is. But I'll say advice to any artist, or up and coming artist, or young people that's getting in the industry. Please, please learn about money management and investing. These are two things. Because I was a youth at that time, in my early 20s. You know what I'm saying? At that time, so I grew up real, real poor. So I never had no one to really teach me how to handle my money. You know what I'm saying? So after the role with them and everything, I was offered a contract to manage Crime Mob. I don't know if you remember the group Crime Mob, Knuck If You Buck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was offered a contract to try to manage them, but just little situations with the marriage kind of was, you know what I mean, it kind of messed up, and I had to choose between my family and my career, and I chose my family, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't really grow up with my father and stuff like that, so I didn't want to be, you know what I mean, just different things that went into it, but the most I still worked it out. I kept all my connections, and I ended up, you know, getting into the acting world. You feel me? I've done a bunch of appearances on film and TV, from Ride Along 2, Undercover Brother 2, Little, Ozark, Dynasty, Woke, P-Valley. Man, so many I forgot. But the main one that got me my big thing is it's a movie called Prodigal. And it's starring Clifton Powell and Jason Louder from the Wu-Tang Saga and from Black Lightning. I did Black Lightning also. You know what I'm saying? And that particular one, y'all make sure y'all go see that. It's on BET Plus. It's on Amazon. It's called Prodigal. It's like Prodigal Son in the Bible, but without the son on the end. Prodigal, Clifton Powell. You can see your boy Sakim Ray in there playing as Pug. I am the left-hand man of Mr. Powell. You can also check one of my songs that I wrote and arranged.
Let's spell that movie out just in case, because we have to go over
PR. Facts. Prodigal. That's Prodigal. And it's on BT Plus, Amazon Prime. I think it's on Hulu. If you got a jailbroken Fire Stick, which I ain't promoting that, but you know what I'm saying, you can definitely check it out. You feel me?
Okay. So good. You still making moves. We have a caller that's tuned in. I don't know if they want to speak or ask you any questions. So we're going to tune them in right quick and see if they want to speak. But some people don't want to speak, so it's okay if they don't. But we're just going to go ahead and acknowledge that they are listening in. Caller from 773, you are live on air with on the New Chocolate Show.
Yeah, I can now.
Hello, ma'am. How you doing?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, I don't think they want to speak.
She probably went through she like she was driving. She probably went through a bad area.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and introduce one of your songs. We're gonna what's going on with the song called Get Right?
Get Right. Get Right. Get Right is actually a dance song, and I'm putting out a challenge to people out there, you know what I'm saying, in the TikTok world to do the best, you know, the best moves to it. You know, it's a simple song. It's kind of like a two-step song. It's for people like myself that can dance but can't dance, you know what I'm saying, but we do a little something look good enough. You feel me?
Okay.
So, you know
okay.
what I mean? It's called Get Right. It's you know, Tupac say do the song for the ladies, and I realized that I didn't have very many songs for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of took a shot at a club type song for the ladies, you know what I'm saying, to give them something like that. You know, trust me, I'm going to have some more for the ladies, though. I know how important y'all are. Y'all,
okay.
The black woman is God, you know what I'm saying? Facts.
All right, facts. Okay, now what's the name of this song again?
It's called Get Right by Kim Ray. I produced it, wrote it, you know what I'm saying, arranged it, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely, I hope y'all enjoy that. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands, right, stick your feet, kind of nice. Go crank that, drink, go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands, right, stick your feet, kind of nice. Go crank that, drink, go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Now mama, I'm loving the lavish way your body moves. You make me roll to snap my fingers twice, get in the groove. Because it's so independent, you know it's what to do. Little lady, I just wanna let you know I'm digging you. You really got me going like patrol times two. Lean left, lean right, two step, ooh. I feel you, baby. You really are a goddess and you drive me crazy. Oh, step front, step back. I'm young, I like to have fun, bring that back. You hot like cayenne pepper, crank that. Let's walk it out, can't bounce it, bring that back. Hey, everybody lean left, lean right, lean back, two step. You can do it all night till you run out of breath. You can do it with the bread or by yourself. Everybody, hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands twice, stick your feet, kinda nice. Go crank that, let's go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands twice, stick your feet, kinda nice. Go crank that, let's go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Now baby, take that thing, dip it right, dip it left. Drop it down lower than the limbo and air. Move your body to the groove, real smooth, two-step. Hand reach to the feeling like you just don't care. Hey, we get it jumpin' over here, bumpin' over here. Oh my, oh dear, suit pressed up in here. Best dressed up in here. Straight in the flight gear, flippin' it to fifth gear. Just step back, baby, take flight, step front. Got a real fire flow, gotta give them what they want. Gotta feed them what they need all night. We be gettin' right, yes, we see tight. I agree, she is here, you feel me? Best believe I can feel the mama standing like a stallion. Think delicious, yes, indeed. So take to the flow, baby, get like me. Move your body, snap your fingers, play and get right. Everybody, hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands twice, stick your feet, it kinda nice. Go crank that, let's go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands twice, stick your feet, it kinda nice. Go crank that, let's go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Step left, step right, step front, step back. Keep that tight, yeah, do that, like that. In fact, you know you got it right. You ready for the world, go girl. Yeah girl, you out of sight. Just like that, you stack like flapjacks. Clap on like lights, now clap that. Clap off, not long, I need that. Like a fiend, like a baller, knee stack. If you ball, just go and get that. Even if it knows the budget, you should get that. Let me hear them hands there. Let me see you lean back. Face to make your heart stop like cardiac. Beat top to your chest like raw cardiac. Everybody, hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands twice if you feel it kinda nice. Go crank that, let's go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Hey, lean left, lean right. Snap your hands twice if you feel it kinda nice. Go crank that, let's go ahead and take flight. Step to the front, step back, get right. Beats from the factory production. Kim Ray, the key.
Okay. I like that.
You know what? I want to get the people with my music, man. I want to get the people moving again, man. I'm not knocking any of the new artists out here nowadays, man. But a lot of the music to me seems kind of brain deadish. Seems kind of dead and kind of zombied out. You know, seem like everybody's too mollied out. You know, stuff is unintelligible. You know what I mean? I want to bring lyrics back, and I want to bring movement back to the people and life back to the people. You know what I'm saying? Get them moving their head again. You know what I mean? Times is tough, so we need to smile. We need to have a good time and fun. No more killing and all that stuff. We ain't talk about all that. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Positivity. Yeah. Positive.
Facts.
So besides the movies and everything, I mean, I know you got a lot going on. So now that you push your music, so what's going on with this? Like, this is your new project
both songs are on my new project that I'm coming out with. I have an EP out called We Need That, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting it on the streaming platform, but only thing I have on right streaming platform right now is the next song that you may play, which is We Need That. But I'm getting everything on, because I took a hiatus from doing the music, man. I was doing this acting in family life, being a single parent, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, a single dad, too. Big shout-out to all my fathers out there that are fathers. I don't care about y'all baby daddies. I'm talking about the fathers out there like myself that do their best to raise their children, even if the mothers are keeping them away, you know what I'm saying, or trying to keep them away, you know what I mean? Big ups to the single fathers out there. Big ups to the mothers, too, that's doing their thing and that can work with the single fathers, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know, we got some... Caller M, see if caller 8431 is say anything. Caller, you live on air. Do you want to say anything to our guest today? Caller, we live. You want to speak? I guess they just want to listen in. Okay, that's okay. It's okay. Some people scared to speak over the airline, you know. They surprised that they live on radio and they can hear the show through their phones and through the web. So it's amazing, you know. Amazing, you know, what creativity can do when you live on radio.
Okay.
This new song, right? This other song is called
We Need That. Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
What made you come up with this song? Like, what inspired you to do this?
Man, a lot of, for me, hearing the state of hip-hop, and even R&B nowadays is kind of not like it was at a time when it was real good. Just hearing the state of music, how it is nowadays with so much negativity, so much, you know what I'm saying, killing and everybody popping drugs and, you know, people proud to be crackheads nowadays, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Which trips me out, you know what I mean? Yeah, popping the molly, popping, and you crackhead, man, pretty much. But, I got inspired by the state of condition of hip hop, and also statements that Nas had made back a while back when he said hip hop is dead. He had a song called Hip Hop Is Dead or whatever. But, and you know, it made me think that, yeah, hip hop, even if it's dead, we got to resurrect it. I don't think it's dead. I think it's just taking a nap, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's my thoughts to resurrect hip hop. Yeah, my thoughts to resurrect hip hop and bring the life back to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, music not dead. Song, it's just that Miss Chocolate Band. The same thing with you. I had to take a break. I took a break from pushing a lot of people. And if I would have kept pushing everybody from Nas, a lot of people still be making moves right now to this day if I kept doing what I do best. It's break hit. But okay, so we're gonna go ahead and play this song.
Let me introduce it for you first. This is We Need That.
Yes, we're gonna play this song. Featuring
my girl Tracy Healing Moon. Tracy Healing Moon is the other half of a duo that me and her formed called Amun Ray. You know what I'm saying? But it's featuring her. Of course, I wrote the song, I produced it, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Got her singing on the background, and get hear a little bit of me doing my thing too. You know what I'm saying? I can hold a little tune, a little note sometimes too. But it's called We Need That, y'all. We need that good music to come back. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This is my single that's on
the
iTunes, Spotify. We Need That. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all your little streaming platforms. I can't remember all of them right now, but y'all know what it is.
All right. Right here on 107.3. We Need That. All right. Let's get it.
The Kim Ray. Agree with the views. Hip hop's a part of life that'll never be through. Rah. This music rocks in it, roll. This music's taking control. This music's part of your soul. Real music will never get old. I beg to differ from all them cats who figure that they can never get rid of the epitome of a culture. That's just the mania of a who think they bring the ruckus. I am music and say if I can't rest one kiss.
Control.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, that, I love that.
I appreciate it. Trying to bring that good music back, man. Bring that good
ain't
music
no
back. Trying. We need that,
it
man.
Is back. It is back.
I know, right? We
good music
need that.
Ain't went nowhere. Good music ain't went nowhere. It's meditating. Meditating is
facts.
Blossoming is better. Greater.
Man, plotting to strategize.
Everything is
bomb
old place. Always be recreated in a whole new metaphor. Mm-hmm. So always know.
Facts.
Everything old always recycled back into the new.
Facts.
So what you have going on now? Like, you have projects coming up that you can talk about?
I do. Well, I have an upcoming little showcase or whatever. Partner of mine, you know what I'm saying, promoter Brian, is having a pool party out in Fayetteville on August the 20th. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure I don't have the exact times and the location exactly yet. I was waiting for that to hopefully I was trying to get him to get it to me while I'm on interview so I can, you know, say it or whatever. But August 20th, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely go check the Instagram page. What's his Instagram page? I don't even know his name on Instagram. That's a shame. But I'll post it on my page. You know what I'm saying? My IG is AKHMOSE.SEKHEM.RE. That's Akhmosekim Ray. You know what I'm saying? For those who couldn't hear it clearly, I do it military style. That's Alpha, Kango, Mary, Oscar, Sally, Edward, period, Sally, Edward, Kango, Harry, Edward, Mary, period, Red, Edward. You know what I'm saying? Akhmos.Sekim.Ray. Y'all check me out on the Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You know, definitely come out, enjoy yourselves, bring your bathing suits. You know what I'm saying? I will have the flyer posted up. Y'all make sure y'all follow me. I do follow back, and I do check my DMs, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I try to check as best I can. You know, a lot comes through sometimes, but you know, I do respond back. I'm not one of them antisocial people. Like I tell people when I'm meeting them for the first time, you know, they say, "But what's your Instagram?" I'm like, "Yo, I'm old fashioned. I'm, you know, young but yet old fashioned. Like, I got social media, but I'm more sociable. I like to talk to people so I can feel your soul, so I can look you in the eyes. You know what I'm saying? Okay, he just sent the time for the pool party on August 20th. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. And I'm needing to get the address, buddy. But you know what I'm saying?
It might be private. Yeah.
No, it's an open event, man. Free drinks, free food. You know what I'm saying? Come check it out.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Check the performances out. Get your swim on. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say whose location it's at a professional entertainer's location, his home. So I don't want to just give it out just yet. But once I get it, everybody will get it. But it's at 6:30 August 20th. I'll get you the exact location right, you know, in a few. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It'll be on the page, definitely.
Yeah, man.
You'll have it, Chocolate. Oh, yeah, everybody, y'all missed the showcase. Miss Chocolate, you have. Y'all make sure y'all come out and check her showcases, too, when she has showcases. Y'all look out for it. You know what I'm saying? She got some good things going on. You feel me? So I really appreciate you too, Chocolate.
Oh yeah, I appreciate you coming out too. And yes, I'm just back. I just did that just to see if people was really hungry to be on radio. And you'd be surprised who's really hungry and who's not surprised and who's not hungry, who's really ready and who's not ready. And
yeah, always hungry.
Yeah, so they know, like, Chocolate Deluxe Entertainment is a big known management / record label / A&R / manager / whatever. I do it all, from business to sudden and all, but I break hits, and I've been breaking hits since I was 5 years old. So a lot of the acts that from Nappy Roots, the Roots, I had got y'all group mixed up with the Roots. It's like it's a lot of y'all, and it was a lot of people in the group in the Roots.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the reason why I used to get y'all two groups mixed up, because both groups got two heavy set guys on there.
Yeah.
Wild hair.
Yeah.
So I used to get the group group always mixed up with all of y'all, but it was a pleasure to push y'all with my goddad, Cy Young, from Radio 1, Kathy Hughes. Shout out to Radio 1, my home from home, always my home, my first home from Breaking Music, and always going to be my home. Kathy Hughes that runs Radio 1, Urban 1, Cy Young was the head man that helped a lot of people in the music industry as well. Well known, my goddad, and Ed Love and Dr. Dre. So a lot of people know about the history, but they don't know about the history. So by me being a little baby girl, a lot of people was able to take credit off of what I've done. And I was a baby, so I really didn't care about none of that. I just love music, you know.
Facts.
So I used to go and hit up. And, you know, it was crazy because I used to, you know, the group out there in New York, Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. I met them when I was 15.
Oh, man, I love them. I love Wu-Tang. I know a few of the branch members, like Blue Raspberry and Killer Priest. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like
I met
that's
them,
my
you know,
folks. Like,
real cool people.
I met them characters. I was like 14, 15, going on 16 or something like that. And I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, because Raleigh, North Carolina was a radio station that really broke a lot of major acts all over the United States, because we was like the first big radio station to ever take off with the urban and the black music, you know what I'm saying? That really gave the black people a chance. So, man, that was history. I mean, all this stuff is history, man. Like, dealing with y'all guys from Nappy Roots, from the Dungeon Family, from Outkast, No Limit. And then, I know y'all remember the song called Ice Cream, you know, when Ice Cream came out. That's about the time I bumped into them guys. Like, I'm not even look, y'all. No disrespect to nobody, but real talk, I used to sell big weight, you know what I'm saying, when I was young.
Everybody did the crazy thing. Yeah, I know, right?
Same here. I sold out, and just so happened, they pulled up, and they everybody thought they was the jump out boys, and really it wasn't the jump out boys. It was the whole Wu Tang crew. The whole Wu Tang was Dirty Bastard. This when Dirty Bastard and all them when Dirty Bastard was living. The whole crew jumped out the black band because they had a performance in Raleigh, North Carolina. Man, I tell you, like, everybody ran except for me. I ain't ran. Everybody ran. Like, they everybody ran for the block. Sawyer Road. Anybody can Google Sawyer Road. And anybody heard about Sawyer Road and anybody music or Martin MLK in Raleigh, North Carolina, you don't heard about Raleigh, North Carolina. The capital of the music. But yeah, man, y'all guys been doing things for a minute, and then you producing a lot of beats and a lot of songs. You haven't even talked about some of the people that you had gave some of them hot beats out to that blew off of your beat.
I guess Blue Raspberry, Sparky, of course, Nappy, of course. I don't know if you remember MC Shan from back in the day. Even did some stuff for him. You know, a little stuff for him. Man, a few other people. I can't remember a lot. Man, my mind is in a different state right now.
My mind is telling me no.
No. But my body, right? I'm telling you,
Yeah. So, we have some people tuning in right now. I want to see if they got any questions to ask.
Yeah, ask the questions. I love questions,
ask
man. You can ask about music, ask about life.
Shout out. Give yourself a shout out of circle. What's good? 757, you live on air. You have any questions? Anything to say?
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Peace. This is the _ Pepper _ Cat _ Dynasty. And I'm going to say we need that. Wow, I really enjoyed listening to that one. I forget what was the first one that I heard, but it was very lively. And I must admit that, you know, some of the things that the brother was expressing just now, I was saying, oh, wow, all those films he listed, I was like, hold on, some of these songs need to be on the soundtrack somewhere because they're lively. You know, and I was saying, oh, my goodness, you know, because it made me want to get up and move, you know, get myself active around here in the house. And so, you know, I'm just saying keep up the good work, and I thank you, too, host. What's your name, host, who's here today?
Ms. Chocolate.
Ms. Chocolate, thank you so very much for allowing this type of energy and vibe. We need stuff like this, you know, around the country, in our cities, in our urban areas, and things of that nature, encouragement for the youth. And I thank you so very much for allowing me the opportunity to grace your airways. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. This is what the radio station for, to hear. This is the quality of the people.
That
so it's all about the people and the music, you dig? So that's what it's all about when it comes to this station right here. Definitely.
Right.
Thank you for tuning in on 107.3. All right,
bye-bye.
Later. Man, yes, I'm about to see. Okay, we got caller 678. You have anything to say? Caller, you live on air? Don't be shy now. Don't be shy now. Caller, you live, 773. You have anything to say, love? We live on 107.3. Okay, so this is what we're going to do, love. We're going to play a little song real quick, and we're going to get back to this interview.
Facts.
We're
gonna
get
facts, and I have the address when we come back.
All right.
I'm looking for is that her in the VIP line with the V-time and the Easter run? Used to drive the Nissan, now she in a Beamer. I don't wanna, cause she from the corner, and I heard that Beamer was a loner. Her old man the owner, and I don't even drink Coronas. What type of drink you want, bro? No champagne forever. On dirty Sprite forever. You come sit with me if you like to change the weather. If you wanna live better, we can buy a crib, whatever. Don't get too thirsty, get used to the cheddar. I wanna tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. And if you see her before I do, tell I wish that I met her.
Turn on the light, I'm looking for one too. I heard she keep her promises, ain't never turn on you. I heard she ain't gon' cheat and she gon' never make no move. I heard she be that any that you need and she come through. Turn on the light. Turn on the light, I'm looking for a two. I heard she got a pretty face, a standing like a stallion. I heard that she a precious shoe, you treat her to medallion. I wanna be the one to find her if I go to prowling. And if I get a number, you know I can't wait to dial it. And if we get together, girl, you know we gon' be wildin'. And when we get together, we make magic in this house. Whenever you up it, ain't there nobody can do about it. Turn
Now she ready for the world. I want your energy to take control of me. I tried to go to sleep and seen her in my dreams. Just in case I run across her today, I'ma stay clean. Just in case you recognize her face, send her to me. Tell her I've been looking for her with a flashlight. You can't tell her, cause I got my cash right. And tell her if she honest, just promise to stay true. Make sure when you tell her we going past the moon. Turn on the light.
All right, we are back live on air with, you already know, live.
The Kim Wade and the chocolate.
Yes. What's going on, man? It's just like, Shaquem, like you've been doing so much, man. You got that address? You dropping down the information yet?
I sure do. So it's going to be August 20th at 6:30 p.m. at 245 Zelkova Drive, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. Y'all make sure y'all be out there. Bring your bathing suits. Come out to have fun. We're going to have some free food. We're going to have some free drinks. You know, we're asking that everyone try to get a copy of the single. You know, we need that. It's only 99 cents, you feel me? But, I mean, it's not an absolute requirement, but, you know, I'm asking that, you know what I'm saying? You know, show me that you got the single. Eat all you want. Drink all you want. Just show me that it's 99 cents, you know what I'm saying? So, you feel me?
All right, now, y'all heard it right here on 107.3 WMQP-FM, baby. And it is what it is. We're gonna play this song again because I want to hear this again, dog. Because you,
thank you.
What's the name of it? We what now?
We need that. We need that. We need that.
Oh yeah, I need all of them. All of them. You hear me? We need them back and a little bit more. Okay. Right here, we need that. Right here on 107.3
WMQB. South Carolina, South Carolina in the building.
South Carolina. The Kim Ray. Disagree with the muse. Hip hop support a life that'll never be through. Rah. This music rocks in and roll. This music's taking control. This music's part of your soul. Real music will never get old. I beg to differ, but all them cats who figure that they can never get rid of the epitome of a culture. That's just so many of them who think they bring the ruckus. I am music and say if I can't rest one kid.
This music taking control. This music rocks and rolls.
Cackalacky, real music, it's on today. Representing the A, it's up Kim Ray. Hey baby, what can I say? If you dig real music, sure to get at me. These sound your ladies looking lovely and sassy. Shake that A, if you know that the class A. Up in cafe, tonight it's just Apache. South Beach, Bistro, Bar and Grill. For real, what's the deal? Live at the Red Shoe, spitting it real. Keeping it real and right all night. The music takes flight, the soul takes flight. The vibe feeling alright. We gotta keep it alive, pushing it in overdrive. Real music will never die.
This music taking control. This music rocks and rolls. This music moving and slow. I say we need that. We gotta keep it alive, pushing it in overdrive. Real music will never die. I say we need that.
Oh, won't you look into my eye?
In my eye.
And see real music never die.
Never die.
No
we need that.
We need that. Now, yeah, that's what's up. Now, I'm like not going to take too much of your time no more because we're going to sign out. We went over the time frame, but it's okay. It's okay
because
we were enjoying ourselves. You know what? Nothing but good vibes and good. This is good vibes, and I love like even down to John Boy on the track and the Yin Yang Twins. I mean, I love them guys. Them are my like brothers from another mother. And
you definitely may see John Boy on the 20th if you make it on out there. I hope you can make it on out there too, August 20th.
Yes, that's my boy. I'm going to put him on the show, too. I'm going to call John Boy up, too, see what he got going on. I ain't talked to me. Yeah, talk to everybody in a minute. I still got his number in the dial tone. So, yeah, John Boy, I'm coming your way, too. You already know what it is. DJ Jelly, it's all nothing but love. On camp and everybody, I know.
Matter of fact. Make sure y'all check out. What's up, baby? Talk to me.
Go ahead and do all your shout-outs and everything. Go ahead and say what you're about to say and make sure you do all your shout-outs.
Y'all make sure y'all support good music, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate all y'all support, you know what I'm saying? If you see me out and about, come holler at me. Speak to me. I'm not one of them standoffish people, you know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen. I rocked the Juneteenth Savannah. I rocked that, you know what I'm saying, this year. Juneteenth Atlanta got rained out a little bit and the timing got messed up, so I wasn't able to do my thing this year. But last year, I killed it. And definitely you guys are going to see me next year on the Juneteenth in Atlanta and also Savannah, definitely headlining, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, that's for right now in the immediate future. August 20th is a situation, and then Juneteenth's coming up. But if anything coming in between, you know I got you, too, and any other things you throw, too. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Definitely.
Yeah. Shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to South Carolina. Shout-out to whole South Carolina. Shout-out to all of Georgia, you know what I'm saying, all the surrounding areas, you know what I'm saying. Shout-out to Blue Raspberry, Fish Scales, Ron Klutz, Skinny, Big V, R Profit, you know what I'm saying, Be Still. Shout-out to my man Wildcat from the Dungeon. Shout-out to Ray from the Dungeon, Big Gilt, you know what I'm saying, Witch Doctor from the Dungeon, you know what I'm saying, Killer Priest. Blue, you know what I'm saying? You know, just shout out to Black Child from Murder, Inc. That's, you know, one of my peoples too, man. You know what I'm saying? Just different people that I know is listening and kind of support me a little bit. You know what I mean?
Definitely. We definitely have to have them all on the show. All of y'all on the show at one time.
We got to get all the members on the show at one time. That'll be hilarious. I'm trying to get that to happen now, man, because, you know, the group went through changes, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some of the main members kind of broke off or whatever.
They got to do me an honor, to be on the show.
Right.
Everyone.
Right. But, yeah, everybody's still cool. Everybody's still cool with each other. Just, you know, someone went to go do their solo thing. Like, Big Z went to do a solo thing. Prophet went to do a solo thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, I was producing and, you know, and kind of,
yeah,
I wasn't
I
a
was
main
very
member of the group, but, you know what I'm saying? I was in, you know,
too.
You feel me? And I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, and I was very upset with you fellas when y'all separated because y'all could have been the next.
Trust me.
And you know what? I was
Trust
mad
me.
At you changing everybody because all of y'all knew whooping. All of y'all knew whooping.
Right.
I'm going to tell y'all now, all of y'all needed a whooping, and I should have whooped y'all back then. But see, y'all better be lucky I couldn't get to now one of y'all. I would have whooped y'all with a belt.
I know, right? This is a call out to all my artists that came out in the golden era of hip hop, man. I want y'all to come back out, put some more stuff out, man. Let's you know what I'm saying? Let's get this good music back going again, man. I miss the Wu-Tangs, the Nas, the Goody Mobs, and the Outkasts, and, you know what I'm saying? And different things like that. You know, UGK, you know, recipe Pimp C. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
yeah, EP,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
EPD, yep.
good music, man. Not EPMD now. You went way back to EPMD.
Oh yeah, I see. I put
EPMD too though. I like Eric and them. I like Eric and them and Redman. I love them cats, man. Like.
Yeah,
all
man.
The cats, man.
When people don't like, when I say I'm really like deep in this, they really don't even know. Like,
right.
I'm the one that all the management record labels came to push the music, and they already knew, like, woo. I can tell you, even down to my milkshake brings out a boy to the yard. It's better than yours. Okay, and hold on, I'm about to play another one. Party people,
they ain't ready for it.
I don't know about that. They ain't ready. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everybody for tuning in. We finna, kick it out with Don't Stop the Party Rock. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for coming in. Definitely got to come back on the show when you got more content, whatever. Anytime. You're welcome to bless the mic, bless the airwaves. And let people from overseas. Oh yeah, and shout out to the radio station, and shout out to all the people that's tuning in.
Yeah, Radio One. Shout out to JD. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody. You know what I mean?
Everybody.
DJ Boogie.
Everywhere. We're gonna just say everybody because it's too many y'all to name. You know what
I know,
saying?
Right? Mudknock Studios. Y'all check out Mudknock. I mean, different things, man. Yeah, let's just keep it going, man. Let's just keep the good music out. I want to send a call out to all the artists that came out of the golden era of music, of hip-hop especially. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, come back out, bro. Like, reach out to me, man. Like, let's do some work. I'm ready to do some work. I'm definitely looking forward to doing some work with some of the greats, man. You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, this is my personal opinion, and I could be wrong. You know, opinions are like assholes, and some assholes stink. My opinion can stink. I really, to me, the best time of music was from 93 to 2003, and anybody that came out during that time, after that time it started dwindling. It just my observation, it things started changing, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna get it back, you know. Everybody had their time to shine, had their
era. We got to get back on track like the choo-choo train,
back when music used to teach people, you know.
We need to teach people
get it together. Scales had said something to me one time, and it made a lot of sense, but I had to come back at it. So he said, he was like, because I was not to say complaining, but I was talking about how the music kind of jacked up. And he said, and we came subject of, I don't want to say this artist's name, but they did kind of like, I guess, bubblegum type rap or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, all they talking about is, you know, such and such. And Scales was like, well, at least he's not talking about shooting people in the head. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But is he saying a message to help the young kids party their life away, party and bullshit their life away, or if you're giving them something in their songs to help them learn how to invest, to learn how to tackle the real world? And this is something that I think artists need to do as being influencers, you know what I'm saying, and not so much role models, but people look up to you. You're going to be a role model whether you want to or not, you feel me? And I think we need to make that challenge to get everything back.
Even the
righteous
police,
man, you know what I mean?
Even the police, even they know little half. I'm not gonna discredit everybody, but even down to the 12s, some of them, they inspire a lot of kids. So if you a good cop, and we ain't talking about the bad cops out here just giving and being the a-holes. We ain't talking about y'all.
For no reason.
Y'all need to go sit y'all butts down somewhere. Cause y'all,
they need conflict, because a lot of them that do that, them got beat up in school, and now they got a little bit of power. They kind of
from or something, because y'all don't fail out too many times growing up when y'all little, and don't got picked on in school too many times or whatever happened to your childhood. You know, took it out on the people that on your job, we ain't doing. We ain't teaching, Johnny.
And we need more good police officers to stand up too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you need a good police officer to stand up to. Like, I got a cousin.
I got
a cousin that's in law enforcement. I had to ask him. I said, cuz, like, well, you know, what's up with the police and the crookedness? He was like, he said, it is a lot of good cops out here, but the bad ones outnumber them, and a lot of the good cops are afraid. Not, well, I don't say afraid, but I guess have a slight fear of retaliation and repercussions that come along with checking these bad cops like that. Sometimes, you know, their job can be threatened, or you have different things that could happen. And he told me that he said, yeah, man. He said,
yeah, then you don't know what
here,
sergeant. Yeah, you don't know what sergeant or sheriff down with that officer and all that favoritism. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it right now. Every last one of them will be destroyed. Every bad cop out here that's out here doing negative stuff towards people.
Abusing power,
Abusing their power will be destroyed. And
you got to realize the power is the power we give them because we vote, we elect them. Like, they really supposed to work for us, but that's another story. I don't want to talk about that too deep right now, but yeah.
But, you know, you already know what it is, but they protect who they want to protect, but they already know who they supposed to protect.
Supposed to serve the people.
Yeah, so... At the end of the day, like, I ain't worried about them. They know they can't do nothing to me. They about to sit their butts down somewhere anyway. Y'all about to get y'all life together. Everybody get your life together, baby. Hey,
get your
life. Love yourself. Love yourself. Get your life together.
And definitely free all political. Free all political prisoners, man, and religious prisoners, man. Free, you know, everybody that's locked up unjustly, man. Free all the people, man. Free Dr. Malachi Z. York, man, locked up unjustly, man. If y'all haven't heard about his situation, y'all
definitely
look
into
the situation.
No, free the brainwashed people. That's what we're gonna ask.
Yeah.
Free.
Well, no. You know, nothing. You know, I've learned that term brainwashing. I've learned from a spiritual teacher that actually is not a bad term. Because when you wash your ass, that's good. When you wash your car, that's good. So maybe we need our brains washed of all the bullshit that white supremacy has put in us, like Columbus discovering America.
No
disrespect to Obama being the first black president, but John Hanson was the first black president. I want to state that on the back of the $2 bill. That's why they took it out. But
we're not talking about that type of brainwash.
The brain dead people.
We're talking about brainwashed, the ones that... The dumbfounded, ignorant, brainwashed fools that's lost out here. We talking about the lost souls. God forgive me, the lost souls out here that need to find yourself again. Okay.
Yeah. And we all need each other. Nubian people, y'all band together, man. Melanated people, band together, man. We the majority.
Let's say, what's that commercial? Get Gladlock zipper bag or something, dog. Okay. You got to get that happy. It's all about happiness.
Facts.
Okay.
Happiness
and
joy
party.
And unity takes a jet party and coming together in familyism and tribalism.
What
you know what I'm saying? Native Americans.
Go to my and ask for a bowl of sugar. What about? Oh, if your daughter or your son was acting up, you gonna whoop her ass?
You feel me?
What happened today?
I remember that back in the day. Got different family members to beat you behind, and your mama beat you when you get home.
I
remember that. Trust me. Oh, I got memories.
I remember when grandma used to get about 13 switches. You 13 years old.
What?
You get 13 switches for how old you are.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When I was younger, my grandmother was the only one that could control me. My grandmother was the only one that could control me when I was young. I was wild.
Yeah,
I was wild. When grandma came, like I straightened up, yo. I was like a little pigeon, little we call it a dove, you know, in a box.
Oh, no, grandma came around. Yeah, that grandma whooping was different from a mom and daddy whooping. It was like you was ashamed and everything. You got whooped by grandma.
My grandma used to do this thing called shake your shoulders, and she'd take you by your shoulders and shake the hell out of you. That I used to hate that.
You know good well.
Shake your shoulders, shake the hell out of you.
Yeah, you know you was embarrassed or feel ashamed if you got whooped by grandma.
I enjoyed talking to you, Chocolate. I really appreciate the interview, man. You know what I'm saying?
So we definitely gonna keep touching and everything, and thank you. And give out your social media real quick, and then we're gonna go ahead and go out with
this call. My IG and Facebook is all the same. It's just don't put the periods for the Facebook, but it's AKHMOSE.SEKHEM.RE. And that's my at Gmail. That's my face. I try to keep it simple. You know, people have these crazy behind names. You can't remember it. Well, all my Gmail, Instagram, and Facebook's all the same. You know what I'm saying? It just Gmail has the periods. IG has the periods. Facebook don't. You know what I'm saying? Look out for me. Check me out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check that Prodigal movie out. Y'all tune in to Miss Chocolate every day if y'all can. You feel me? Chocolate, I need to hear that. We need that rotating. rotating too, but definitely get
every day. From 3, y'all stay tuned from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. I ran over, but it's okay.
Okay, for sure. Love y'all world.
Party people.
Say that again?
I said love y'all world. Love the world. Love y'all.
All right, right here on 107.3 WMQP FM, and we out.
Peace.
Party people, can y'all get funky? So silent folks, can y'all get funky? The Zulu Nation, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just hit funky and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That body just getting so funky now.
Drop it, give me, girl, drop it, give me, drop it, drop it. Joanna, Joanna. Are you doing me like Joanna? Joanna. Are you gonna do me like Joanna? Joanna. Hey Joanna. Hey Joanna. Joanna. Ay ay ay. Hey. How you gonna play me like Drogba? Drogba. How you gonna do me like Drogba? Drogba. Oh, 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 DJ Drogba. Drogba. Hey, DJ Drogba. Drogba.
it's gonna be. Maybe the last time for the night. Okay. Now if I hear
turn the lights off in this place, and she shines just like a star, and I swear I know her face, I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here, I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own.
Chocolate, and we out of here for the day. Man, I went over for the show, but it's all good. It was, hey, it is what it is. Keep rocking with your girl. And, hey, you never know who I'm going to have on the next show. So stay tuned right here on the Miss Chocolate Show. Y'all holla. Mwah. Salute to all my peoples and everybody that been tuning in to the show. And I love every day and every one of you. Y'all stay blessed and keep your head up and stay moving and stay grinding and never give up. And that's the key. Never give up and keep moving. That's all it's about. Do what you do. Do what you're here to create to do. And that's make beautiful music and make beautiful life and help and do and to prosper the world, the land, to multiply the fruits of the earth. Hello.